5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Beautiful day today.
I'd go for a swim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
No, you won't.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Feel good.
Ah, Thursday, prior to Easter, beautiful day too in the greatest city in the world. You're going to love this show, by the way. Andrew Gaze, we're just going to drag him off the street. Isn't he walking up Clarendon Street? We're just going to grab him and say, you need to come and talk to us. And then we speak to Melbourne Storm's Harry Grant. And we're interested to find out. I know you're the rugby league man, Robber League. But what we are doing is finding out from Harry what's going on with the Storm, because there's so much talk around bellyache and what the hell happened to our man who retired age 74. So we're going to get to him as well. She's a massive show. But Fat, I'm here. Rabbits is here. Where the hell are you?
I'm in the City of Dreams, Jimmy Boy, down here in G-Town, zooming to you. And let me tell you, how nice is it down here? What about the weather, Jim? We 27 today it was, if you don't mind.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
28 tomorrow. Good Friday, Jim. 30 Saturday. And then we'll just go back to a 22 and 19 for the Easter game, Geelong and Hawthorn. But what about the weather over the weekend? I might go camping.
Beautiful. Well, firstly, we say hello to Bartholomew.
I know when I first went under the knife and came out of it, I thought, you know, this was my goal to get back here, and just playing would be great. But to win the first Test match and go 1-0 up, you know, it's something that dreams are made of.
Silly Marcus Harris in the background.
Marcus Harris. Now, Fat, you join us on Zoom. That's fine.
Yeah.
So Rabbits and I are here doing the hard yards. You're deciding, oh, I'll just go down and stay in Geelong and go to the creamy. And just get into the study or whatever, the office out the back, and set yourself up. What about getting your screen? What have you done with your screen? You've got like a narrow little letterbox window that we're meant to see you through.
I'll go on the Sean Simpson screen today, the old narrow head, Jim. But it makes me look skinnier.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It just looks
and
stupid.
Smarter.
So
and smarter.
Why don't you just hit that button top of your iPad so that it gets the whole thing stretched out a bit?
Just, see, there's no bloody button to hit on the top of the iPad. You blokes think it's easy. It's not. It's bloody hard to zoom and all that.
What we've done through the modern technology is we've taken a couple of photos of, haven't we, Rabbits?
Yes, we have.
Of how you look old Fat down at the creamy with the tiny little window access. And I think we got it up online. How do people access that?
Triple M Rush Hour, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
All right. So you get stuck into it. What are you doing, by the way? You got today, obviously, the rest of today to relax. So what are you doing, Good Friday?
I think I might go camping, Jim.
I'm going to take
the kids. We might go for a hike and a bit of camping.
There is no chance you're doing that. What's the other option?
Sitting in the front bar of the Cremorne.
and then you're up to do the rub on Saturday at the MCG ahead of Sydney and Richmond, but that'll take a
good game of footy.
Great game of footy. Yep. And then because you...
Rock, good race day, Saturday.
Gave you the arse out of the... analyst chair. So you're done for the rest of Saturday. Then what happens?
Who's taking over? Bernie Vince. Yeah. If he could talk a bit quicker, it'd be good, Jim. I tell you what, he's Adelaide mode. Let me tell you, he's very, very slow.
And then Sunday?
Sunday, I'll be eating eggs and...
Sunday footy show with the Chompers.
Oh, with the chomp.
Yes.
And then Monday, Geelong take on Hawthorn.
MCG? But, you'll be there?
MCG. I'll be there. So that's a big weekend, Jim.
You've got a flat-out weekend. I'll tell you who's got a big weekend. The Phillips family, Bill. I know this caught your attention.
Oh, I did. I love this because the players, this is young Tommy Phillips, who's playing for North Melbourne.
Yep,
his first
be,
game.
Will Phillips.
Will Phillips, of course, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Will Powell Phillips.
Will Phillips, yeah.
Tom Phillips plays at Hawthorn.
Yeah. But this is Will Phillips, who's playing his first game for North Melbourne.
Yes.
Pick number 3 in the draft, Jim. And he rings his mum.
Yep.
And I always love these phone calls.
Hi. I can't talk. I've got clients coming in.
Okay. I'm making my debut this Friday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You're not filming this, are you?
Maybe.
Hey.
What do you have to say?
I'm playing.
Fair.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah, mate, I'm alright. I'm super proud.
Thanks, Dad.
I know you work so hard, so that's just awesome.
Thanks so much.
Far out. At least you're not going up against a good midfield.
Not bad from the old man.
I liked it.
The Western Bulldogs have got probably the best or deepest midfield in the comp. Yeah. Nah, very well done. I like that from the young man.
Oh, it's very good, Jim. We all love that. Well said there. Hey, also, Timmy Zoo. Do you know last night he fought Jim?
Yes.
And he fought Dennis Hogan. And I reckon poor old Dennis Hogan had been on the grog.
Oh. A groggy Dennis Hogan presses forward. Here comes the well. Two. And it's over. And he is the soul taker. Zoo has done what he told us he would do.
So I didn't know what the soul taker meant.
What does it mean?
Until it was explained to me by our beautiful producer that apparently pre-fight, Timmy Zoo, the zoo kitty, or the kitty of the zoo kitty, said, I'm going to take his soul.
Well, there you go. I didn't know that, Jim. Right. One in the fifth round. He's flying at the minute, so I don't know where his next fight is, but I think he has to go overseas now. He just beats them all up over here in Australia, so he's got to just go overseas. Well done to you, Timothy. And guess what's happening? Well, over the weekend, Jim, but certainly on Monday, and we all watch it. It wasn't on last year, of course. Yep. It's the 139th running of the Stall Gift, if you don't mind.
Yep.
Hasn't that been a tradition?
Well, of course, and that's the great race that Lindsay Gilby once famously asked where it was run.
No.
Where do they run the Stall Gift, you reckon?
That's exactly
what happened.
Didn't Richo win that?
He did, and then put the bullet around his neck in real knob fashion. But, Gilbs, that's what he's given it. Where do they run that? And the thing about it is, I'll run into him again, as Will Fat, sometime in the next. He'll say, stop telling those stories. I'll say, mate, they're 100% true. He moved into the wrong house.
He bought a house off the plan, Jim, and moved all the furniture into the house. And they knocked on the door, said, mate, you bought the one next door.
Yeah, you're living in my house. No, I'm not. It's mine, you reckon? Hey, a couple of big ins too, by the way, Fat. You've just spoken about Will Phillips. But I have a look at the ins, and I like what I'm seeing. Michael Walters for Freo to face Carlton. Speaking of Carlton, Eddie Betts.
Eddie Betts?
Yes. Yeah. Jack Silvani, they're expecting that he'll be back as well because Martin and Fisher come out of that game. Luke Shuey, firming to return for that big game against Port Adelaide at Optus Stadium. And my man, Connor Rosie, because you didn't know that Dersmer had played the first
time. Jim.
So Connor Rosie is back, Fat, for Port Adelaide. So we're just on Rockcliffe watch.
We are. Because he can't be substituted again.
Oh, surely not.
I reckon he has a spell and he might be in the twos. Yep. But I'll tell you what, great to see Sonny Walters back in for Freo, but Nat Fyfe is of concern, Jim, because he might miss a couple of weeks with that concussion.
I would suspect he will. Mm. Yeah, he does take that very seriously, as we discussed earlier in the week. All right, so Fat, we're just going to grab Gazy. I can see him, actually.
Where is he?
Out in front of Petone Pizza. He's just waving at people going, here I am. I was in five Olympics. I'm on the bounce. I'm on the new sports bet ads. Do you know who I am? Have a look at him. Massive melon on Gazy.
We're going to go to song here. Bill, get Clarkie to fix up your screen too, please. We want to see a whole lot of you. It's the rush hour.
I like it.
Triple M. On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and the NBL have a very, very special game happening tomorrow.
Our next guest is an Australian basketball legend, knocking down nearly 19,000 points in the NBL.
And even a couple of dunks.
Quickly to Gaze. Oh, Elliott coming up. No.
He's been a successful player, coach and commentator.
But it's possible he loves the game just a little too much.
Behind the back, down the middle, left hand, hellacious dunk. I mean, my arousal levels were very high when I saw that.
Please welcome Andrew Gaze.
All right, so we're in the meeting and it's like we need to get Gazy on. We've got a big game coming up and all the rest of it. And they, how do we get him, Fat? They said, do we get hold of his agent? I said, no, we'll just wander out onto Clarendon Street. He'll wander along here at some stage saying hello to people who don't know who the hell he is, and we'll just lasso him into the show. And that's exactly what's happened. The legend, Andrew Gaze, welcome to you.
good day, guys. It's great to chat. And I do go down to the paper shop deli across the road. Bill, I went in there the other day, as you would attest to, the greatest vanilla slices in the history of vanilla slices. And the other day I went in there, no glazed vanilla slices at all, mate. The old Keithy behind the dump there says, oh, no, the fat man's just coming, snaffled them all. He said he can't get enough of it. The soft custard, the glazed icing, he just ripped them to shreds. And there's none for you, big fella.
Gee whiz.
now Pumpkinhead, Phoenix. How can you say that? Because you go into those little Chinese shops where they sell the soup and all that, and you walk in there and go, I'll have a free soup, please. And he goes, who are you, mate? I don't know who you are. And you go, Andrew Gaze, five-time Olympian, 84, 88, 92, 96. And I carried the flag one year. And they go, mate, I don't know who you are.
Well, I would have thought the full Olympic attire would have given it away, but that just doesn't seem to – they don't seem to click on and understand what's going on.
Oh, anyway, Gaze, good speaking to you, mate. Have a great week.
All the very best, and go Hawks.
Hey, Gazy, we need to discuss Melbourne United Cairns, of course, the Good Friday appeal game.
Yes.
Sportsbet, I don't know whether you're across how good they are because you've come on board and doing the ads, and the ads are unbelievably good. And Gazy, you're acting within that ad as the coach of the basketball while we're just throwing the paper ball around. Superb.
No, I would have thought so. And in case you're not aware, you know I was on Neighbours. There's a professional element to the way I go about my craft. And I was able to and that's why they engaged my services, because they said, we've got the great man JB doing the voiceovers, and by the way, taking it to new levels. It's a whole team effort, as you know, and of course, we put together some quality productions.
Well, all I know is this.
Well, Jim.
I had lived a bit.
You did, but he had 3 years of acting as coach up there in Sydney.
that's not very nice, Bill. Nearly out of the head jokes, and now he's just gone to the heart.
What Sportsbet are doing, by the way, is donating Gazy $2,000 for every dunk in the United Cairns game.
How about that? And let's hope it's an up-tempo game. And they've got some people that can throw it down. Cam Oliver. For the Cairns Taipans, I know most people going to the game are going to be Melbourne's fans, but he is a high wire act. And Melbourne United, Jock Landale, he's been a sensation, and he's been tucking them in on a quite regular basis as well. So the people at Sportsbet, they might have to cough up a few shillings here, because it's shaping to be an entertaining up-tempo affair.
We just need to keep Chris the Gold Man Golding away from it because he's not tall enough.
Well, that's true. Hang on a second. He's thrown a couple down already this year. In the last game, he went down the middle and rose above and said, cop that, fellas. So he could contribute to the cause as well.
I did see that. He went above the ring, Jim. You wouldn't believe it. Over the rim. And what about Nathan Jaiwa?
Yes, the big fella down low. Now, there is a man that's hard to move.
Yes.
And then when he pulls it down, they stay dunked. He's a very strong man. Not playing a lot as much this season, but still when he's out there, he's a handful. And he can throw him down.
You know what they call him, Jim?
What?
The Outback Shack.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, that's a while ago. I'm not sure if he's still running. You've gone a bit old school on us there. you need to just clear your case in your browser and just get the latest version of what's going on, Billy.
I looked up Andrew Gaze on my browser, and did I find some interesting stuff.
I say this to you regularly. It's with a Z, my friend. Don't go anywhere. Don't stay away. Don't mispronounce or misdive.
Now, Gazy, I was telling the guys that in the summer, of course, we were at the studio over there in South Melbourne doing the cricket. And so we had the who's who in there. Like we had the great Ricky Ponting, of course. We had the Prince. Brian Lara in there. We had some of the biggest names of all time broadcasting the great game of cricket. Gazy's doing the basketball in another part of the same precinct. He just used to wander through. He'd be high-fiving Brian Lara. He'd be wondering who the hell this grey-haired bloke was.
They had no idea who was there, but I was in awe of the great man. And, of course, Ricky Ponting, one of my all-time favourites. I ran into him. Here's another one. And this is where you know you are in the pecking order.
Yes.
Because I wasn't in South Melbourne. I was down in Elstonwick and in Ormond Road there, and Ricky, you know, he lives around that area. Yeah. So he walked by and I said, great man, and he sort of took a double take. Oh yeah, Gazy, how you going, mate? Yeah, all good. And he mentioned that he plays golf at the Capital.
Yes.
And I said, mate, I'm riding me golf now. I'm playing twice a week. Any chance? And he said, yeah, of course. I'll get you down there, Gazy. No problem. What's your number? Here it is. I banged him a text. crickets. Have not heard from him 4 or 5 weeks. So you know where you're you rank in the pecking order.
He doesn't get. He doesn't respond to anyone on the phone. Don't worry about that. Hey, the bounce, Fat. We need to get across.
Oh yes.
Sunday night, beautiful edition.
Oh, good.
It is. It is. It's going along nicely. We have a bit of fun, and of course the Chiefs in charge, and Billy's feeling familiar. He started. I think it's been going 14. Was it about 14 years ago you kicked it all off, Billy? The bounce. You were an inaugural bounce member, weren't you?
Yeah, we have drinks occasionally, don't we? We get all the bouncies together and have a drink. But I kicked it off. But you're doing a great job. I saw you dancing the other night. Now, Daisy, I'm sure when you go home to the Dale and the kids, they say, Dad, please not do enough of that dancing.
Well, it's funny you should mention it. It wasn't actually a dancing episode, but I have a little segment called Turn It Up,
and I do
a few other things in there. And one night I come home and I'm like, shit, what's going on with the door here? She's, don't have the keys. And I said, no. You've got to serve a probationary period. If you're going to dish that type of stuff up, you're not allowed her into this residence. So they don't always give me the type of support you're looking for on the home front. But we enjoy it. We have a bit of fun. And, of course, the Chief runs amok. And it's a lighthearted look. And hopefully everyone's tuning in. It's on a little bit later now because the games are starting later. But it's the numbers, Billy. Oh, my glory, your days. Just a ratings bonanza.
Up to 12,000, I think. But no, it's on Sunday night after the last game of footy. Now, Gazy, a real serious one question, yes or no. Is this the best Australian team, basketball team, we're sending to the Olympics?
Yes, it is. From top to bottom, there's a lot of great players that are going to miss out. In fact, there could be players running around an NBA jersey that don't actually get to make the team. So a lot still need to figure out, because with the schedules with the NBA and the Olympics starting, I think it's like a day or two after the championship series, it could cause a few problems if a few of our players go deep into the NBA finals. But I know they're really keen. Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, Ben Simmons, of course, they're all super excited about the opportunity that lies ahead, because they can see that this is not just a chance to win a medal. And I've said this many a time, and a lot of people scoff at me, but this is a chance to win a gold medal, a legitimate chance to win a gold medal. So it's exciting times, and hopefully we get all our guys together and we can put on a good show.
I love it, Gazy. Well, we're going to let you go. I tell you, just getting back to the bounce for a second, I tell you how much my kids love it. I sit in the kitchen at our joint when they don't do as they're told, and I tell my kids to put the rubbish out. If they don't do it, my people say. And from down the corridor, there's five different rooms. I get a, turn it up.
That's the way.
That's what I get, Gazy.
That is beautiful stuff. I love to hear it. And, you know, that's the thing. I've been to 5 Olympic Games and had some great times at the Olympics. But I'll be walking down to the Clarendon Street and they won't be there. Oh, there's Gazy. He used to run around in the green and gold. Ah, tears, Gazy. Gazy, so it's a lot has changed since then, but it's great fun.
I love it, mate. Great catching up with you. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, boys. Thanks a lot.
Hey, don't forget, you can head along to Melbourne United versus Cairns Taipans tomorrow, 5:30 p.m. John Cain Arena. $1 for each ticket is donated to the Good Friday Appeal as well. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On your home smart speaker,
hey, Google,
and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Oh!
Groundless.
Oh, no. Is he bringing his own audio to the show?
I think he is.
Oh, that's extraordinary. We're looking at the teams for tonight, Fat. Collingwood and the Lions, Marvel Stadium, the game that's been moved. In comes Maine, and out goes Elliot Shame, because he was just starting to nail it, Jamie Elliott. Very talented and important player.
12 weeks.
It's a shame. Yeah, I love the way he plays. But the Lions interest me more, because I didn't think they were too bad against your mob. Especially, well, you know, they came charging home, Fat. I thought they were pretty good.
They were very good, Jim, because you know how hard it is to win down at GMHBA Stadium. And the Cats were out by about 5 goals at one stage. Mm-hmm. So that was a really good effort and could have, should have nearly won, Jim.
So with that being accurate, Sharp, Pryor and Coleman all omitted. So they've swung the axe a little, which I find interesting. I thought they were pretty good.
Jim. They're all kids. Harry's still going to school, of course. So I think against Collingwood, who are a tougher, more older side, he had to bring in a few names. Marcus Adams, who's been a good player but gets injured a lot, plays down back. And they brought in Connor Ballenden, who's their big ruckman, the ruck backup, because they do need a backup because big Oscar McInerney is out.
Yeah, and he actually did bloody well to get through a lot of that game, the big O.
He limped around, didn't he?
He was dinged up. Hey, the other games, of course, Good Friday, North Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs. Time for the Kangaroos to stand up a bit. They've been poor. Not only in the two home and away games, but the scratch matches prior to that, they haven't fired a shot. So they need to do something. Helped by the fact that Ben Cunnington comes back in fat. And a lot of people are questioning around Paddy Cripps what he will do with this modern game, because the one thing Cunners doesn't have is elite speed. He's unbelievably good at everything else. But I tell you what they might do with him is stick him forward. Because as a kid at Cobden and for the Geelong Falcons, he was very, very good forward.
Well, you talk to Mick Turner about that, mate, and he'll tell you. He went forward. He used to kick like 7, 8, 9 goals. He kicked bags. So he can mark. He's a lovely kick. But you throw him in the middle for a while. You get him in the middle. He loves it in there, Jim. And then you just have a bit of a spell down forward. So you just want to see them play more than, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, and that's all really they've played.
Got to sustain it together.
No, exactly.
That is spot on. And the bits I've seen of North, they're in that horrible space where when you're going real bad, Fat, you not only don't want to run to defend, you also don't want to run offensively because you're that worried about the ball being turned over that you end up out of position and then you're cooked. So then you just stand where you are, and that's the worst possible result.
And the other mob are flying, the Dogs.
No, they are.
Johannesson, JJ can't even get a game. He's the medical sub, of
Norm
course.
Norm Smith medalist.
Exactly. They're not playing the first pick, which I like. Just get him right. Make sure he's okay to play. So I tell you what, Bevo, he picks the blokes who are playing well and in form. Yep. So this is their time, Fat, because they
have not won a final since they won the grand final. So it's time for them too, but they're in very good shape, I agree. Will Phillips, as we discussed earlier, comes in the number three pick in the overall 2020 draft. Lots of excitement around him, so looking forward to seeing how he goes for the Kangaroos. But there's your footy up until Saturday, Rob. Yes, please.
Well, and Lazaro, watch him. He's old man Vinny, drinks at the pub. He's a little bricklayer.
Hey, they love him down at Arden Street, Fat.
I'm telling you. Well, Vinny's much loved here. He's a chunky little fella. Left footer down at the Cattery he was. And he loves a beer and a bet, Vinny. And his boy's going all right too. Yes. So all the best to him.
Harry Grant, the future of the Melbourne Storm, joins us.
Our next guest is back with the Melbourne Storm after spending a year dominating with West Tigers.
Grant, change direction. Gummy Hunt goes himself and it's too easy. Harry Grant.
Ahead of the Storm's Good Friday game against the Broncos, please welcome Harry Grant.
Rugby league.
Rugby league. Hey, Jimmy, just sit back there because I know everything about the Melbourne Storm.
No, you do.
And Huey Grant, as I like to call him. Mate, he is the star of the game. He was on loan. Can you believe it? The Storm on loan to the Tigers last year, but he's back with us now. He's got a sore knee. We'll just see where he's at with that. But welcome to the Rush Hour, Huey.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Bill the first person ever to call you Hugh Grant, by the way?
I'll roll with it. No, it was actually, for me it is, but my older brother actually got sort of named in the paper the same time when he was born. Huey Grant was in a bit of trouble and my dad put it in the paper as Hugh Grant and everyone went mad at him. So, he sort of gets it a bit more than me.
Love it.
Now, where are you at with this strained knee, please, Huey?
It's going all right. I think it's more so just taking it day to day, really. It's just seeing how it pulls up after each session, like progressing forward. And I was hopeful of being back this week. That was my goal. But, so it's not going to be. But hopefully the next 1 or 2 weeks I should be right.
Let's hope so, mate, because this bloke's a star, Jimmy boy. So you play where Cam used to play, just for the people who mightn't be all over rugby league. But at the minute, the cheese is in there. Brandon Smith, he's doing a good job. But do you come in and take his spot, or what happens there?
Sure. I think it's a pretty hard role to fill with Cam hanging the boots up. So we could potentially look at doing a 1-2 combo. I'm not sure yet. Haven't really looked that far ahead. Sort of just take it as it comes and try and work my way back into the side.
Smithy's gone and joined Buttons, Fat, up in Mansfield there.
Buttons?
You know, Buttons is just a wild man who walks around the mountains and walks into campsites and shit.
I've heard about
that's what Smithy's on. That's where he's at. I'm telling you, you heard it first.
Oh, is a Devon still on his head out there on the statue, Huey?
No, they got taken off. But I've seen someone put a mask on his latest statue. So.
Hey, tell us, Good Friday, of course, the amazing appeal, and you've done some great work going into the Royal Children's Hospital during the week. Storm Broncos raising money for the great appeal, tickertech.com.au. Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, no, it's a great cause, and I think it's special to the boys and to the club, and to be able to have the chance to go out to the Children's Hospital the other day with a couple of the boys, it puts a lot of things into perspective, and seeing those kids in there doing it tough, and the families doing it tough as well. It's definitely for a great cause, this game, and hopefully we can get a good turnout there and raise some much-needed funds for the Good Friday appeal.
Yeah, well done there, Harry. Harry Grant went out to the Royal Children's Hospital gym with Maxie King and Confucius.
Confucius.
They went out there. I'll tell you what, that brings you back to ground, doesn't it, Harry? Going to see the kids out there, mate.
Yeah, for sure, mate. Especially when you're at the moment being injured and, you can look down on a lot of things with your little niggling injury, but, it's definitely a lot worse in a lot of other people's sort of lives.
And Storm have been unlucky this year, Jim. They had a good win round one over the Rabbitohs now, but then lost to the Eels and the Panthers last week. I don't know if you saw this, but the ball looked like the Storm scored a try. And some dopey Panthers, he just had his hand underneath, Jim, and that saved the try. It was unbelievable scenes, Huey, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it was. It was.
Synapse.
It was two good games of footy the last 2 weeks. They were very close, but we gave ourselves enough opportunities. We should have capitalised, but that try saver last week was pretty crazy.
Huey, did Bill actually just explain what happened, or is that nothing like what happened?
No, it's pretty spot on. It was right on the buzzer that Bill kick out of one of the Penrith Panthers players. Sort of made a last ditch effort, and I don't know how he held up Justin Olam. He's a very strong man and very powerful, but he managed to do it.
You getting a surf in?
Not at the moment. Hopefully soon. I've got to get back on the footy field first and play a few games to get back in the water.
What does Bellyache say to you with that? Because I know you're a passionate surfer. Does he say, look, you're okay to run your own race with that, or you got to do it out of season? What happens?
No, they're pretty good here at the Storm. They say, we're not going to stop you doing what you want to do outside of footy. You know, you've got to live your life and do things that you enjoy so you come into training fresh and mentally refreshed. But at the moment, just with a few niggles and that, he sort of says, just be careful around
tick
it.
Tick the boxes.
Yeah, you've got to tick the right boxes. So, I'll stay out of the water for a little bit longer. You've got to keep Bellyache happy.
You've got to keep him. You don't want to be yelled. Oh, geez, should have seen him in the box in the last seconds last week. Wowee. Hey, are you from Yeppoon, Harry?
Yeah, I'm from Yeppoon, yep.
Where's Yeppoon?
Next to your knife and fork. He alley-ooped that one.
Come on, Fat.
Huey's up to it. Well done, Huey.
Oh, my God.
Nah, do you know Cairns?
No, I couldn't give a stuff where it is, to be honest.
Nowhere near there.
Hey, he's good, Huey.
He is.
He's got your measure, Fat, mind you, most have. He's not on his own there. Hey, H, good luck. Love this whole thing around the Good Friday appeal. Storm Broncos, get along to Amy Park. Enjoy the greatest team in Rubber League. Great chatting to you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Good appeal, so get behind it. Cheers.
It's a rush hour, Triple M. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. Listen anytime, anywhere on the Listener app. Don't forget, straight after us, we're heading to Marvel Stadium for Collingwood versus Brisbane. Luke Darcy, Joe Montagna, Wayne Carey, Dale Tomasera, Ollie and Ash Chewer, your call team.
What about that for a lineup? Ooh, that's superb for Collingwood Brisbane. Now, Bill, we've allowed the last joke of the week to be sponsored. And people have been jumping all over it on social media. They can't get enough of it, including Lockie Flower Electrical, who wrote in and said, I'd love to sponsor the joke because I feel for the King of Kings having to put up with Bill's shite. And I think that's fair enough too. So, Lasla, as I call him, specialising in residential and commercial services, that, whether you need a small wiring job or the installation of state-of-the-art smart home equipment, they get the job done right, LockyFlowerElectrical.com.au. So, on behalf of Lasla, have you got something humorous for us?
Sorry, Lasla. Oh.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Come on.
Okay, Lasla, here we go. Lockie Flower Electrical. Jim, I was going to tell you a joke about the Suez Canal, but that ship has sailed. I should say a good such.
Look at Rabbits. Rabbits is mumps-ridden heads chuckling away. Have a look at him. He thinks that's as funny as anything.
Oh, I might have sent that to him.
But you'd have a joke now.
What did the horny frog say, Jim?
What?
Rabbit.
Oh, no.
Rabbit.
Oh, no. Poor old Lasla.
Oh, no.
No. Here's one, Jim.
Right.
A man went to the doctor to get the... snip, okay?
Yes, had to have a snip. Yes.
So the doctor sits him down. He says, mate, this is a really big decision, you know. Have you discussed it with your family? Bloke responded, yes, I have. They're in favour, 13-5.
Oh, no.
They're in favour, 13-5, Jim. He's got 18 kids.
He's had 18 kids, has he? Yeah.
So time for the snip.
Oh, I reckon, I would have said... That's enough. What about three goes at it for old Lockie Flowers, old Lasla?
What about the naughty frog, Jim?
Oh, no, I don't reckon.
And the Suez Canal.
Come on, Good Friday, Kangas, for God's sake.
Kick a goal.